Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. Where haven't you known him from at this point? Right now, you know him from MLW and the Rogue Horseman. We got C.W. Anderson. How you doing, man?
Man, I am fantastic, Rashawn. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad to talk to you. I mean, I've watched your work for, gosh, 25, 26 years at this point. I was big ECW fan and excited to ask you about a lot of this stuff, but I mean, right now you got some very cool stuff going on in MLW with the Rogue Horseman. How was that brought to you?
It's crazy. That's like, you know, this is my 31st year and it seems like I have a resurgence in my career. It was pitched, Brock and I have been tagging together for almost a year now. Anybody that follows wrestling has heard of WrestleCade, and the guys that run it, Tracy Myers and Brian Hawks. And we all got together one day and kind of pitched the idea about Brock and I tagging. And then Arn, Brock's dad, messaged them and wanted Brock to start tagging with me, to start learning under me, which completely honored by that. Who wouldn't be? So he and I have been working together for about a year now. And then one day, Court Bauer reached out to me and says, I want to bring you guys in. Were you interested? And, you know, Court and I have known each other since he ran MLW back in the early 2000s. And of course, I've always thought the ward of Court and the MLW product. And it was brought in. Brock and I came in and he said he had big ideas, big plans for us. And I didn't know that we were going to be formed with BRG Brett and Bobby Fish. But when he pitched the idea to us, I was all for it. You know, Brett's a great up and coming young star, as long as, and as well as Brock is, and Bobby, everybody knows who Bobby Fish is. So I was excited to be a part of that. And, you know, when he mentioned to us a couple of weeks ago about renaming us the Rogue Horseman, man, I was honored because, you know, early 2000s, Dusty Rhodes give myself, Steve Corino and Barry Windham the Extreme Horseman. And then we brought it into MLW with Simon Diamond and Barry Windham. And I've kind of been doing that a little bit along my career when Steve went and signed with WWE. Been keeping the Extreme Horseman thing going, but we just started a new chapter with a Rogue Horseman, man. And I'm really excited.
Free commercial for Tracy Myers. WrestleCade is a must visit for me every year. It doesn't matter what I got going on. I pass up Survivor Series every year for WrestleCade. It's a thing that I think that every wrestling fan needs to attend at some point. It is such
100%
wonderful environment and run by absolute pros. Yeah. But I mean, when your name is Anderson in wrestling and you have the endorsement of so many horsemen from, again, working with Wyndham in the past, and then you, Arn Anderson wanting his son to work with you, that's got to feel good and feel very validating, because it speaks volume of how well you've carried that Anderson name.
I've tried. You know, when I first got the Anderson name back in 93, the stipulation was, you know, you can't job it out. It's respectful, the whole nine. And once I went to the power plant, I kind of got scared because I hadn't met Arn yet, nor Ole. You know, I got permission through Gene to use it. And in ECW, I tried my best to uphold the Anderson name with a little bit of extreme added to it. And then once I got to meet Arn almost 2 years ago, I met him briefly with the ECW run at WWE, but not like I have now. And then once he's watched me work, been at ringside with me, and one day after a match tagging with Brock, this has been a year and a half ago in a six man, he come up to me and said, it's an honor to bring ringside and watch you wrestle. I could have retired right then, because Arn Anderson telling me that. And then he told me not too long ago that, you know, he's going to put Brock entrustment with me, because he can't be at every show. And as a father, he's very protective of Brock, as he should be. You know, every father would be in this, especially in this business. And then he's given me that to say, hey, I'm trusting Brock with you. And he asked me one day, he said, what's your goal with tagging with Brock? And I said, to give Brock all the knowledge I've learned as an Anderson, because as being an Anderson, the respect I have for Arn and Ole and Gene and that Anderson name, I want to make Brock the best Anderson possible when I pass that off to him. Because now, you know, it's a running joke now that I've officially become Ole. I don't think I'm quite bitter as Ole was, but, you know, Ole and I had a rough path. We've met one time and it was a rough encounter with Ole. This was early 2000s with that. But once he passed away and once I learned that I was going to be tagging with Brock, I've gone back and watched Ole and his, how he mentored Arn and how good Ole was. And it's just been the absolute honor in my 31 year career to say that Arn Anderson, you know, is by my side with this.
Now, obviously when you have that type of name, especially in the 90s, like there's going to be people that push back on it, they like resistance and all that. How did you sort of deal with that? Cause I mean, obviously when I first saw you, I was like, oh, remember the Anderson wrestling family. And then I saw it and I was like, he wrestles like an Anderson. Like that's how I felt watching it as a kid.
I've always got, you're not a real Anderson. Always. I've gotten that. And I still get that to the day. And then my smart ass comeback is, well, none of us are ass.
Yeah.
You know, in the end, C.W. Anderson, Brock Anderson, Arn Anderson. Yes, we're Andersons. But in real life, I mean, come on. I understand. I've never wanted to walk in Arn Anderson's shoes or try to fill his shoes. I've looked at it that I've brought my own. So I wanted to do that, you know, still keep the Anderson name respectful, but just take it a little different route, you know. And I've told Brock several times, I don't want you to be your dad. You got to find your own path with his promos. If we've talked about, he's trying to find, you know, he doesn't have the gruffiness of his dad yet. And he's got to find his own way to do his promos, just like I did. I mean, the very first time I did a promo live, Paul threw me in front of the crowd at the ECW arena. And I was terrified, because I was terrified of talking on a microphone. But everybody, even people going to compare us to the Four Horsemen now, people are comparing us to the Extreme Horsemen. And somebody said, it's like when you get the Four Horsemen off Wish, calling us with the Rogue Horsemen thing. And that's fine. We're going to get those. And it's okay. We're trying to make our own path. And Brock's trying to make his own path as well. Is he always going to be compared to his Arn? Absolutely. He's never going to outlive that. Am I always going to be compared to his Arn and things? That's fine. I will. I'll take that happily. So we're just trying to make our own path with it and do the best we can with this Rogue Horseman and the Anderson thing.
How does it feel to be the youngest looking guy in your stable?
I get that so much now. People that are close to me, there's some buddies of mine, Mark and Sean Denny, that wrestle in the Carolinas as the Geordie Bulldogs, and they call me Benjamin Button. because I've showed people pictures of me in my 30s and what I look like at ECW, and they're like, that's not the same person. You look younger now than you did then. And, you know, I married a great woman, and she's done wonderful things with me. She's been by my side. She's got me in shape, and I feel fantastic at almost 54 years old. But I'll take that compliment when they say you look, as you know, way younger than what you are.
You mentioned training at the Power Plant. I think that's a thing a lot of people don't know about you, is that you trained at the WCW Power Plant. Mm-hmm. And there was word that you had passed on a WCW contract offer as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about that experience at the Power Plant and if there were any plans for you in WCW?
That's 3 days of hell. If they told me you had to go back through that to get a $1 million contract with, you know, with whoever, I say, no, thanks. I'll just go stick and work at McDonald's. I would not go through that 3 days of hell. As much as I respect Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker and the respect I have for Pez Watley, I couldn't do that. That 3 days was the toughest thing I've ever been through. And, you know, there's videos of what we had to go through with that tryout. But once I got in there, people don't know I was never really formally trained. I started on December 4th of 1993. I was never formally trained until I got to the Power Plant. Sarge took what I knew and Pez Watley and Mike Winter and kind of fine tuned it into the guy that got his job at ECW. The whole thing with me, quote unquote, getting the contract, that was just something that Joey Styles and Paul came up with.
Okay.
Yeah, it was something to make what I was doing, you know, making the jump to ECW more valuable. But I remember one day they had a tryout, not so much a tryout, but they had 30 guys at the Power Plant. Paul Orndorff and J.J. Dillon, who were two of the agents, came to see what they had. I was the last guy to wrestle with a buddy of mine, Curtis White. His name was Toad, a wrestling name. And after we got done, Paul and J.J. came up to me and said that I had good wrestling skills. I just didn't have a good look, and I would pretty much never make it at WCW because they were a cosmetic company. So, you know, I tried so hard to be such a good wrestler, and I didn't have the look back then. It just pretty much broke my heart. I was 27 years old at the time, broke my heart that my dreams were going to be shattered. And then I got the tryout at ECW, got my job there. And I remember Dreamer telling me one day that he wanted my first pay-per-view match. He wanted me to go out there and steal the show and stick it up the ass of those people at WCW for not offering me a job there.
So, I mean, even before you went to ECW, you were NWA World Tag Team Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Having that title on you, and I mean, I know the NWA is much different than it was before and is now, but I mean, still having an Anderson name and having NWA tag team titles, that's got to feel kind of cool as well. Like, because I mean, that is something that is largely synonymous with Anderson's,
right? And the NWA is such a vital part here, whereas I live right outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. And not too long ago, I was part of a documentary made on Dorton Arena, which is a historic site in Raleigh where NWA was, you know, famous for going and wrestling. It's called When Giants Walk here on PBS. Being an Anderson and an NWA just kind of goes hand in hand, and being considered one of the world tag team champions and recognized as a world tag team champion is another little thing I can hang my hat on. It's something that I hold dearly.
And I remember, I think that when you all had those, was that the time when WWF like started their thing with NWA? Cause I seem to remember like looking back at that and that, like, I don't think you all got beat for them. I think you all vacated them.
Yeah. We vacated them because of that whole incident that happened. And we never actually, I don't know if we defended them a few times. And then one day I get a message, you know, get a phone call, says, hey, NWA has folded and went under or something along those lines. We got to send the titles back. So we technically never lost them.
Man, that was always an interesting element to me, because I remember at that point, like, Dan Severn was NWA champion for like four or 5 years, and a lot of people didn't even realize it. And that's when he was still actively competing in MMA. And there were definitely a lot of politics that went on with the NWA back then, especially in the 90s as they were, you know, trying to regain their foothold. But
yeah,
you went to ECW. You're in a video game in ECW. What was your reaction to being in a video game there?
You know, when I went to college to design video games, because I'm a huge video game. Yeah, 100%. Yep. But when baseball, I got drafted out of high school for Major League Baseball. And then when that fell through, I kind of went to college. And that's about the time I got into wrestling. I wanted to design video games. So I'm still a video game buff today. I still play video games. Okay. But when they told us that we were going to be in a video game, Bill Wiles and I were the last two that were let in that video game, but we had to sign paperwork saying we would not ask for royalties for this video game.
Wow.
And you know, 27, 28 years old, I didn't care. I just wanted to be in a video game. So I could be in a video game. And to see that character when they put it out there, you know, we had to go to Acclaim to do the video or the voiceovers and stuff. And I remember being in this eggshell room and having to scream your lines. It's just the technology at the time. I thought it was very cool to be in a video game, but to look at my character, and my character looked like you took my face and put it on your thumbnail and smushed it.
It's so bad.
I saw a video of Sasha Banks saying that when she played the ECW video game, she was always me. It looked like, she said it looked like I wet my pants because of the character.
I love that. So, I remember, like, I was so excited for like WWF Warzone and Attitude to come out just because we didn't have like a simulation wrestling game for WWF at the time. And then like I was more of an ECW guy. So I didn't even really like the gameplay, but I was just like, hell yeah. Will we get the ECW version of this?
That's what I was like.
Another one like 5-6 months later.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, one was Anarchy Rules and I don't even remember whichever
Hardcore
one was first.
Revolution.
Yes. Hardcore Revolution. Yeah. It was two of those and both of them were just ass, man. They were not good at all. But so say I was in a video game, that was kind of cool. And I was, you know, being in the Kings of Colosseum 2 video game in Japan was really cool because their graphics were way better. Gameplay was way better than that ECW one.
I didn't know you were in that. So how did the process of that come? Because obviously that is a much more revered video game.
They just, you know, that was at the time I was going to Japan all the time with 01. Steve and I were over there and they literally just put us in the game. There was no questions about it. Just put us in the video game. And if I'm not mistaken, my CW is backwards in the video game for their kind of copyright infringements. Or whatever. But again, it's cool to be in that Japanese, that Kings of Colosseum 2 game.
Yeah, as I'm looking, it says Kings of Colosseum 2 and then Kings of Colosseum Green that you were in listed. And Kings of Colosseum 2 is like one of the highest rated wrestling games of all time.
I got
time.
To play that on one of those modded PlayStations or something like that. And it was that was actually pretty cool to play that because the graphics aren't. It was kind of almost close to Firestar, the famous Firestar wrestling ones that come out.
What games are you playing these days, if any?
The ones I do play almost every day, I'm an Apex Legends guy. I got to where I used to play Call of Duty, but their movement kind of screwed with my equilibrium.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLED20.
Which is something I have a, you know, motion sickness problem. Mm-hmm. And I play that in Major League The Show. I play those pretty much every day.
I'm an MLB The Show guy. That's I live for it, man.
Yeah, I am those my two.
Filthy pitcher on MLB The Show. I am disgusting. I can paint those corners so well. You got drafted. I love it, man. I saw you got drafted by the Padres and you passed on it. All time favorite baseball player, Bip Roberts.
Right here. Mine, Benito Santiago, for obvious reason, because I was a catcher. Yeah, I was a catcher.
I'm a Reds fan, so Bip spent a couple years here. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, I had a soft spot for the Padres because of Bip. And, obviously, Benito Santiago. Man. Yeah.
I got compared to him a lot in 89 because I saw him in a Sports Illustrated issue about the man with the golden gun. And, you know, Tony Perez, I think, was the earlier Latino catcher. And throwing from the knees was something that I adapted because when the scouts found me, they came to see the pitcher in the All-Star game. And I was throwing faster to second on my knees than he was to me. They clocked me at 90 from my knees.
That's incredible.
I had a cannon. I was your typical white catcher. Couldn't run. For nothing. I was slow. Run like a 6.220. I was really slow, but I wouldn't say a great bat, but above average bat. But I used to pick guys off second, first, third, because I loved showing off my arm. You know, 18-year-old guy. I was a hot dog throwing from my knees.
I think more grown men need to look like Benito Santiago these days.
We used to play when Steve and I would go to Japan and we'd throw all the time, and you know, he hated throwing with me because I threw so hard. About 5 years ago, I was playing softball and broke my brother's thumb throwing the first base from my knees, playing third. And I loved being able to show my arm. That's why my arm is like 90 degrees now, because of all the times I'd whip, it don't extend fully. So it looks like I'm walking around all bowed up, but my arm just don't straighten out.
To pick your brain about baseball, did you ever have to catch knuckleballers? I mean, back then, much more prevalent.
Yeah, there was a few that I caught. I split fingers were my hardest to catch. I had a guy in college that I caught that was a split finger and had a nasty split finger. But I did catch one guy because I used to, when in between college, I played summers, and it was a Negro baseball league. I was pretty much the only white guy in the league. And one of the pitchers he threw with both hands. So he would pitch one game right-handed and one game left-handed.
Wow.
Knuckleballers were very hard to catch. And I always say the Bob Uecker line, when the best way to catch a knuckleball is when it stops rolling, go get it.
My friend learned how to throw a knuckleball and I didn't believe him. And then he threw one at me and I was like, I could not imagine doing that.
I used to be able to throw 80. One, man, but good Lord, I don't know how those guys do it.
I couldn't imagine doing that like 80, 90 times a game. And back then, probably 100 to 120 times a game.
Yeah, it wasn't regulated like it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that is wild. So back to wrestling. I know that you did a few WWE spots as well. I know I remember you wrestling Spike on Velocity. How was that and how did that come about? Because, I mean, I got a little in my feels then when I saw a couple of my ECW faves wrestling on Velocity back then.
Two of my best moments with that was, I'll tell you the Spike one second, but the first one was working with Chris Masters before he ever come up with his master lock. It was still looking for finishes with him. And I was just doing that in between my Japan stuff just to make a little extra money, things like that, and possibly get a look at, you know, a lot of guys do that. I got through with Chris Masters, came in the back, and I'm standing there, and Chris Benoit come up to me. And I've always been a Benoit fan because no matter what he did outside of wrestling, in the ring, you can't beat him. He was just so technically sound. He come up to me, and he, like, kind of popped me on the chest and goes, CW, he goes, man, you're really good in the ring. He's like, you're freaking awesome. I said, thanks, Chris. I appreciate that. He goes, no, dude. He kept putting me over so much that I got uncomfortable. And Shane Helms, who I've known Shane Helms, literally, he was my brother's best friend. Shane is a fantastic guy. He was my brother's best friend growing up. So I've known Shane his entire life. And he goes, Shane, do you know CW? And Shane tells him the story. And he says, man, CW is just really good. He goes, yeah, he's got that Joey Matthews disease, Joey Mercury. He's just, you know, great in the ring, but just can't get a spot. So that was one. And then I worked with Spike, and in that match, I super kicked Spike. And he kicks out of it. We go to the finish. And afterwards, Arn Anderson, he was one of the agents, and he told me that if he was on the headset that night, even though Spike was a champ, he would have told him to stay down. He said, "Your super kick is that good. Nobody should ever kick out of it." And Lodi told me when I did it that it brought Triple H and Kurt Angle up out of their seat when they were watching it.
Oh, that's cool.
And Arn told me, he said, "Don't never let anybody kick out of that super kick." He says, because it's that good. And until today, I don't let anybody kick out of it.
I love that.
Yeah, but I enjoy doing those little spots for WWE just to, you know, I got to see some of the guys and just to get my face back in front of the fans.
You also worked the TNA Hardcore Justice against one of my all-time favorites, Too Cold Scorpio. I remember being a little kid and seeing him do a 450, and I was like, did I just see what I thought I saw? And the man still, right? Yeah, still doing crazy stuff in the ring today. How was the process of that coming together? I know you had worked a TNA match, I want to say probably 6 years before that as well, but not a lot of TNA stuff in between that.
I worked that very first TNA match. I tagged with Tugboat's kid. I tagged with him against Shark Boy and another guy. I can't remember who it was. That was my first one.
It was D-Ray.
Yes, who it was. Yep, D-Ray. Yeah. And I'm at the end of the night, I'm standing there, and Vince Russo's on one side and Jeff Jarrett's on the other one. And Vince Russo looks at Jeff Jarrett and goes, "How does CW come in off the streets and have the best match of the night?" And Jeff goes, "Because he's a hell of a worker." Of course, nothing ever came about that, because I had heard from Jerry Lynn that Dutch Mantel said I was too overweight and I didn't look like I was in shape. So nothing ever came about that. But the thing with Scorpio was Scorpio kind of pushed and pitched for me to work him. And I, the same way, because I had worked him at Francine's Benefit not too long before. And Scorp told me that he's only had chemistry in the ring with me with two other people. And those was Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit. Another compliment that is one you can hang your hat on. So we pitched each other, you know, to work against each other and that. And Scorp and I had the same style, which is the Japanese strong style, you know, which when we're working each other, we're a little stiff to each other, but it's safe. But I loved working Scorpio, great chemistry with him. I did have that one match just on YouTube where he shoot knocked me out, where he did the moonsault into the leg drop and his ass landed on my face and knocked me out for 7 minutes.
Oh my God.
It was brutal. Yeah. I didn't breathe. I had just gotten married before that. And you see my wife at the time dive in the ring, and Carino dives in the ring. You hear him turn the camera off because I still was out. I didn't breathe for 2 or 3 minutes. It caused some brain injury from that. But mistakes happen in wrestling. This ain't ballet. But Scorpio, that match, I love that match with Scorp.
I'm going to take you way back, see if I can jog your memory. Do you know where you were November 23rd, 1996?
No.
C.W. Anderson and Pat Anderson defeated Christian Cage and Sexton Hardcastle. Let's see where that was.
Butner North Creedmoor?
Airline.
Yeah, it was Butner or Creedmoor, somewhere up there.
Obviously, those two fellas have went on to have very good careers. Adam Copeland even liked North Carolina so much, he moved back. He moved to Asheville.
Yeah.
Just chills there. When you're in the ring with two guys like that, I mean, you were sort of earlier in your career. You had been a couple years in. Those two guys obviously went on to accomplish great things. Is it something
they've done well.
Is it something where you're like, I'll be seeing these guys down the line?
You know, I started with the Hardy Boys and Hurricane Helms, and the same way with the Hardys. You knew they were going to be something. They had that it factor. Same with Christian and Edge. They were going to be something, you know. They were up. I remember it's like you're working these two guys from Canada, had never heard of them before. It was the same way with the Hardys when we all started, never worked with the Hardys too. But you just knew they had that it factor, and it was only a matter of time before they got their break.
What do you think it is about North Carolina that produces so much talent? Like, I've talked to people because Buffalo is creating a lot right now, Cleveland had created a lot there. They tell me it's because weather sucks, sports team sucks, you got to be tough. North Carolina is beautiful. North Carolina is probably the only place I feel like I could live besides Kentucky. What do you think it is about North Carolina that just cultivates so much, not just in-ring talent, but I mean like wrestling savvy talent, like high wrestling IQ talent?
I don't know. It might be the water. Who knows? Because there's so many of us, man. You can go all the way back before Flair and Arn and those, the guys from North Carolina that have made their point in this business. I don't know. I mean, who knows if it's got something to do with the weather? Because it's one of those, if you don't like the weather in North Carolina, wait 5 minutes, it'll change.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we have 100 degree days.
Like, it's like the twin sister to Kentucky. Like people are like, why do you like it so much there? And I'm like, it feels like home to me. It feels like Kentucky, like everything about it, the vibe, the way people talk, everything. It just, I don't feel out of place there. I really like it there.
It's all the Japan tours I used to do. After about 14 days, I was ready to come home because the county I lived in is called Johnston County. I still live on the same horse farm that I live on. You know, we moved here in 1985. There's nothing like this place to me. I don't know why. Maybe it's the right temperature. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. It's one of those. It's like, you know, the three bears. It's just right. I don't know what it is, but there is a lot of great wrestlers that come out of North Carolina. And Edge is one that moved to North Carolina as well, out in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. I got lost in Winston-Salem driving to WrestleCade, and I haven't stopped looking at Zillow listings since. I was like, beautiful here. Like it's
Brittany just, and I have wanting to move to Winston-Salem ourselves because we wrestle there so much.
It's a wonderful place. Like that's another reason I always tell people, like, it, you got to go to WrestleCade at least once in your life. Go to WrestleCade. Beyond, like, even if you don't like the meet and greet stuff, you're gonna have kick-ass wrestling shows Friday and Saturday night as well.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, there's two on Sunday. One's a women's show and one's the promotion AML that Brian and Tracy run. You know, Brian and Tracy, I always mention them because they keep me busy every month. Plus, they have a great promotion. And not only have they helped keep my career going, but they keep me in love with professional wrestling. Because if you've been in wrestling long enough, sometimes you hate this business and you get bitter towards it. But being with Brian and Tracy and getting to see those guys every month, if anybody who's seen some of my social media posts when I got married, every one of the, we took one picture with all the wrestlers and every one of them was from AML. It's like ECW. We're one big family, and WrestleCade is Christmas for wrestling fans. Brittany and I look forward to it every Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't usually drive great lengths to anything. I'll just fly out there, but I made that 6-hour trip. And after one time I was like, I'm not going to not go ever again. I'll always go to WrestleCade.
The one shows you how addicted Brittany and I are to it. During the year of COVID, when they didn't have WrestleCade, we still went and spent the weekend in Winston-Salem.
Oh man.
Just to be on Thanksgiving weekend.
it is a wonderful weekend. It's really, really great. Well, obviously doing great things in MLW. They've got shows October 4th, St. Petersburg, November 9th, mm-hmm. Chicago. I might actually be at that one. Awesome. And December 6th in New York City. What about MLW has, like, outside of what you're doing, has caught your eye so far, whether it be a talent or a story or anything like that?
It's like the MLW from when I started, back when Court started running in the early 2000, the hybrid wrestling. You had the Japanese guys, you got the great young talent. You know, back then you had the Paul Londons and CM Punks who had made an indie name for themselves, but not a big name. And now you got young, great talent with BRG and Brock and Alex Kane and Mr. Thomas, those guys, and the Japanese legends with Kojima and Okamura and Suzuki. And you got Tom Lawler, the guy, the UFC guy, man, yes, that's made such that's a great transition to professional wrestling. And I told him last time I saw him, I said, dude, you have become a great professional wrestler. You are a complete, he's what phenomenal. They call it, worker. Yeah. Tom's really good. It's a hybrid. And it's one of those things that Jack Victory told me a long time ago. When you go to a show, if you can give a wrestling fan every little bit from old school to new school to hardcore to lucha, and they got great lucha guys too in Mystico, and the Japanese guys, if you give a wrestling fan every little bit of that, you have a complete show and you've satisfied most of your wrestling fans. And that's what MLW does. And that's what Court, from the beginning and even till now, he just has a knack for it.
Tell the people where they can follow you, support you, and check out anything that you're doing.
Everything on my social media is at ECW Anderson. That's where you can search at ECW Anderson, and it has all my info. And if you message me through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I always respond to you. And I appreciate every one of the fans and everybody that has supported me over my 31-year career. You know, at my lowest point a few years ago to my points now, because without them, you know, there is no me and there is no us in wrestling.
CW Anderson, wanted to do this one for a long time. I want to thank you so much for being
a pleasure.
Generous with your time. Hopefully we're doing this again as well.
Anytime, man.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows a resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.